I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Chris Ello.
You still have to have the God-given ability and talent and skill to be able to pull it off the way Tony's dad did. College kids trying to pull off something that a Hall of Famer could only pull off.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
All facts, you are looking in... talking to a walking byproduct. Here we go.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Good evening, San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby here with you till 7 o'clock.
It's not evening
yet. It's not evening yet?
No,
I thought
it's
6
o'clock.
Oh, I'm early. Good late afternoon, San Diego, 5:01 on a cut. Wouldn't want anybody to be upset with us again over getting the afternoon and evening confused. I thought it was 3 to 5, but you're right.
Hopefully who was ever about to send you that nasty tweet changed their mind.
Yeah, well, good chance I won't see it, so go ahead and send it. Send your little heart away. Braves, Brewers tied at 4 going into the 6th.
Yes, only the 6th inning, 3 hours after the start of the game.
Yeah,
baseball's moving along nicely.
It's been a long one. The ALCS is now set. The Astros taking down the White Sox 10-1. They will face the Boston Red Sox, who won what was a terrific 4-game series. It felt like it was a 5-game series between the two teams.
That's right. They didn't go to the distance.
It only goes 4, and... I have to say, somewhat shockingly, the Tampa Rays are going home early. I think many people thought that the Rays, at the very least, were headed to an ALCS. A lot of people had them as the best team in the American League. They go home early.
Yeah.
And it was due to some fine baseball played. I mean, Chris brought up the relay throw a couple nights ago in that Boston. We saw some sack bunts. We saw a lot of the little things done. And there was some luck on their side. There's no doubt. Kiermaier's double off the wall that ricochets and hits Renfro and goes over the wall is 2 bases. That prevents them from getting a lead in that game. And they go home early, Chris.
Yeah, I think, you look at it, Tampa Bay and Houston played in the ALCS last year. Here in San Diego, and I think most people thought Tampa Bay would be back to that stage. Houston has made it, but they'll be facing Boston instead. And, you know, this is a good example.
Last place team last year, by the way.
Right, this is a good example for any Padre fans who don't think it's possible to get things turned around quickly with a fairly talented roster. Because, yes, the Boston Red Sox finished behind the Baltimore Orioles last year in the AL East. And now they're playing in the American League Championship Series. And I agree with you, Tony. Most people thought Tampa Bay, if they were to lose in the first round, it would have been perhaps at the hands of the Yankees. But when Boston beat the Yankees, I think most people assumed, hey, the Red Sox are moving on. No way Boston's going to be able to keep up with Tampa Bay. But the Red Sox can hit. And
they can.
They got
the hottest hitter on the planet right now in Kike Hernandez.
Kike Hernandez is having nothing but good at bat after good at bat. You're right about that. Devers had a big night last night.
Bogarts,
with a three-run home run. Bogarts is locked in. Verdugo's hitting well. They got a deep lineup. Houston has a deep lineup. And, you know, we'll see. Whew. I mean, I think it'll be some high-scoring American League Championship Series baseball, which is kind of fun. It just means the games will take 5 hours. I do want to apologize to the Christian Arroyo Marching and Chowder Society out there. Earlier, I mentioned that Christian Vasquez was the guy who laid down the sacrifice bunt in the ninth inning. It was actually Christian Arroyo. I got my Christians mixed up. Vasquez was on base. Arroyo moved him over. But, look, Boston played excellent fundamentally. Tampa Bay always plays excellent fundamentally.
Tampa was down 5-0 in that game and came back to tie it in eighth.
And I think the other thing that's surprising is it was a Tampa Bay type of night. I mean, it was a bullpen game. Yeah. They had eight different pitchers for Tampa Bay. I mean, this is the way they like it. Luis Patino pitched in this ball game. The former Padre.
How about that? They ran him back out there after he gave up the walk-off homer. They got him out there for an inning.
He was back out there yesterday for an inning.
Well.
Struck out two. There was a couple of things I liked also in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was so interesting because here's Tampa Bay playing to save its season. They can't let Boston score in the bottom of the ninth inning. And there was a runner at second base after the sacrifice bunt. And I thought one of the key reasons why that sacrifice bunt was so important was because the next hitter, Travis Shaw, hit a ground ball the other way to the third baseman, slowly hit ground ball, and it was fielded by Yandy Diaz, and he threw across the diamond low. And it's a play that G-Man Choi would normally scoop that ball out, but he couldn't risk scooping the ball.
So important.
Because if he missed it, and it went past, and the season's over. So instead of scooping it, he blocked it. And that allowed the runner to be safe and the previous runner to go to third. And that's what set up the sacrifice fly by Kike Hernandez. I thought it was a great play, really, by G-Man Choi. He had no other option.
It's a choice between terribles, basically.
Yeah, I either block it and keep the runner from scoring, or I try to scoop it, but if I miss it, our season is over.
It's over.
So he had to block the ball.
He tried to block and scoop.
Tried to do both.
But it was a tough play for him to come up with. But he played it smart. I mean, he recognized the chance he had to actually scoop it and it not get by him was not worth the run coming in.
Yeah.
So he just went ahead and had faith that his pitcher would be able to somehow get out of it. It didn't work out.
Yeah, but had the wrong guy coming to the plate.
It was the right play, for sure.
I agree. And kudos to the Boston Red Sox and Alex Cora.
Hopefully
his cheating
baseball days
are completely behind him. But it is interesting that you've got Cora and the Red Sox going against the Astros. The two teams the Dodger fans will forever hate because of their habitual cheating back in the late 2010s.
The White Sox popped off. Tapera really popped off. Not everybody was seemingly talking.
Yeah, I got to believe the rest of his teammates weren't thrilled with him for that one.
He says that, and then the Astros hang a 10 spot on him in their building.
Yeah.
Almost like, all right, we don't need to be at home to thrash you. We'll do it at your place. And now you have a terrific matchup. The Astros lineup, man, they don't chase. They just don't. The Padres were fifth in baseball in chase percentage in terms of not chasing. This team is number one. And they have as deep of a lineup as I would say anybody in baseball.
Well, the Astros will be favored. They should be favored. They had a better record, a little better team. They're coming off of a better finish last season. But it's only a seven-game series, just like everything else in baseball. And, you know, the Orioles could conceivably beat the Astros in a seven-game series. And certainly the Red Sox can. But it's just a great example. I mean, if the Padres can make a couple of smart moves, shrewd moves, do the right things, tighten up a few areas, get a little luckier and healthier, get the right skipper, right manager in there. I mean, you can go from last in the AL East all the way to the ALCS in one season. There's no reason to make it a 2 or 3 year run. They can get a turn next year. So Boston gives hope to everybody by doing what they did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Giants Dodgers will be the last game tonight, and this Brave game will probably still be going.
I hope that the Giants and Dodgers do not have to wait for this Brave Brewer game to be over.
One quick note about this Braves team. They're doing this tonight. They're playing this game tonight without Jorge Soler, who I believe tested
positive. That's right. He tested positive for COVID before the game. That's absolutely right.
So a big part of their lineup is, and one of the reasons why they had the second half surge that they had is not playing tonight. And,
yeah.
And don't know exactly when he'll be available again. So
yeah, but look who's driven in the runs for the Braves. Two by Eddie Rosario, one by Jock Peterson.
Yep.
That's three of the four driven in by guys that they acquired at the trade deadline. It's a 4-4 game. The Braves are batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. It should be over by time tomorrow morning. God forbid this game goes extra innings.
You hope not, because this is the old school extra innings, by the way. They are not doing the ghost runner on second during the playoffs. Walker.
It doesn't matter. They can't score the run from second base anyway, teams, I mean, for the most part, because they don't sacrifice.
Anthony DeSclafani for the Giants tonight, going up against Walker Buehler on short rest. He kind of talked, as Gravy mentioned, talked to his manager, or at least pushed the envelope in terms of getting this start, but he'll be on the mound. He went 6 1/3 in his first start in this series, so the Dodgers have yet to see DeSclafani in this series. However, they saw him a lot during the season.
Yeah, and it's the first time Walker Buehler's ever started on 3 days rest, and everybody's saying, well, this is like almost next to impossible. It really truly isn't. Guys used to pitch on 3 days rest all the time, and they would pitch 9 innings in both games. So I got to believe a guy like Walker Buehler is going to be up to the task, and he'll probably pitch his usual really good game.
Yeah.
It may only be 5 innings, may pitch into the sixth, and that'll be plenty for the Dodgers. So, you know, the thing that Buster only brought up when we were talking with him earlier about just the state of baseball right now, but in general, starting pitchers have been devalued to the point where you don't even look at the matchups that much. I mean, it's fun to talk about it because that's who's actually starting the game, but it's very rare that the starting pitchers decide a baseball game. Most games get decided in the bullpen.
Unless you're talking about a Max Scherzer or Lance Lynn. I mean, there's about a handful of guys in each league that do it. And then after that,
yeah,
it's a dice roll.
Yeah, so I would think both DeSclafani and Buehler pitch into the fifth or sixth inning tonight. It'll probably be really close, and then it'll just be a matter of, you know, which bullpen can get the job done or what magical lucky trick the Giants have up their sleeve to pull out another game. Because, you know, when does the wind blow like that at Dodger Stadium? I mean, it was howling. Howling.
I've never seen
it. It almost blew
like
Max
that.
Scherzer off the mound in the first inning. Remember
that? To get into his leg, he lost balance. I've never seen the wind blow the way. And by the way, Gavin Lux wasn't, you know, he wasn't, like, mistaken. That ball he hit.
He crushed it.
He crushed that
ball.
Yeah,
because they had the analytics on it, and they said that 90% of balls that are hit that hard at that launch angle all go out of the ballpark.
That would have been one of them.
Yeah.
And he knew it. He just didn't calculate the wind that was slashing his ball going across the other way there.
The wind that the Giants brought with them from San Francisco conveniently to help carry them along in this magical season.
His face was amazing.
He was in so much disbelief that ball did
he
not go
He stood there
out.
For like 5 seconds just like, huh? Like, is this a dream right now?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's been a well-played
oh,
series.
Oh, shame,
well.
Dodgers. Too bad. But I wouldn't give up on the Dodgers 100% if you're a Dodger fan out there. And I know there are plenty, even though we are in San Diego.
Evan Longoria, the star of yesterday's game, one of the old heads.
Yeah, I like to see that. And I was thinking to myself as I was watching it, 0-0 in the fifth, I'm like, Longoria, he's not going to be the guy. As soon as I said that, the ball left the ballpark. Yeah. So,
all right, let's get to break. When we come back, one of my favorite segments, the good, the bad, the ugly, in NFL Week 5, when we return, Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's some traffic.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, good. Another pitching change in the Braves-Brewers game. That's just what this game
needs. This game's going to extra innings. I have a feeling.
My goodness. Top of the seventh inning, 3 hours and 5 minutes into the game. Tied at 4 with the Braves looking to close out the Brewers earlier today. The Astros did close out the White Sox 10-1. It'll be Houston and Boston for the American League Championship Series. Perhaps by night's end, we will know who's going to be playing in the National League Championship Series. That Perhaps. Is if the Braves win and the Giants later on can once again beat the Dodgers. All right, time to talk some football in this segment. It is the wrap-up of week number 5 of the National Football League. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And one guy who has been living in the good category this year is Charger quarterback Justin Herbert, who just wins quarterback duel after quarterback duel, and he won another one on Sunday.
Herbert looking middle of the field, and now he's going to scramble. Herbert on his legs, makes a man miss to the end zone, touchdown! Chargers! Justin Herbert, 9 yards for the score.
44-point fantasy day for Justin Herbert. He continues to get it done. He out-dueled Baker Mayfield in a wild game that saw 41 points scored in the fourth quarter. And over 400 yards were put up in the fourth quarter, Tony. I mean, really, can anybody play defense in the National Football
League? This is the Chargers you're talking about.
Chargers and Cleveland, 47-42.
Let me ask you guys this. At what point are the Chargers going to be taken seriously?
Well, I think they should be taken seriously. I just don't think that with the defense they have, they're in the same category as the Bills yet.
I've heard them being taken seriously by a lot of people. Like, I know people are my favorite sources.
But you go to them often.
I listen to a lot of podcasts about the NFL, and people are saying, do not sleep on the Chargers.
Yeah, they're beating some good teams, and they're putting up points against everybody. And Justin Herbert is clearly one that got away from the Miami Dolphins. Sorry about that, Tua.
I won't even make fun of you, Chris, because that...
Tua's coming back. He's designated
Tua's
for return.
Coming back, but he is no way going to start putting up 398 yards and 4 touchdowns every week.
You never know.
Like Justin Herbert is doing.
By the way, he doesn't have near the weapons that man Herbert's throwing to.
No, but still.
Why are you so hard on your guy?
Because we're 1-4, and it's not his fault.
He hadn't even played.
I know. They're 1-0 with him, so I'll keep that hope alive. Other offensive performance... How about starting with Lamar Jackson last night for the Baltimore Ravens? 442 yards passing. Seemed like all of it was in the fourth quarter or overtime.
Colts rush 4. Jackson wants to throw. Steps up. Pocket collapsing. Going deep. Far sideline. He's got Hollywood Brown. He's got a touchdown. Hollywood Brown. And the Ravens are back in it.
And that was the point where my fantasy dreams ended.
That was it for Scraby's fantasy chances. Tony won that matchup. And Baltimore would rally to defeat Indianapolis in overtime, 31-25. Indianapolis never got the ball in overtime, and I say, and I'm not a Colts fan, but I say it's time for the NFL to switch the rule now because these offenses are too good. You've got to at least give the other team a chance with the ball, I think, even after a touchdown. When they put the rule in, teams didn't just drive for touchdowns every single time like they do now, practically.
Well, I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know about the rule change. I do know that you're going to have to start giving Lamar Jackson a little more credit. I'm not talking about you, Chris. I'm just saying, in speaking generally, in terms of being a quarterback, there was a lot of conversation about his accuracy and if he could be a stand-in-the-pocket quarterback. He pretty much had to do that last night. There were a couple times he got loose, but look at his rushing yards. He didn't have the kind of game that he has had.
Yeah.
He had to stay in that pocket because the Colts were I think they came in with the idea of, we're just not letting them continue this record. They are not getting 100 yards rushing. They held him to that, and it forced Lamar to throw the football, and he was as good as you can possibly be throwing.
His Achilles heel this year has been fumbles. He lost a fumble.
My man needs
line.
To figure out a better way to
hold
him.
He almost lost the second, or he did lose the second one, but it wasn't
his
a
knee
touchdown.
Was down.
Because they did the whole...
Well, he almost lost it again later in that game.
I'm confusing, but he did lose it a
he
couple
lost
times.
One that got taken to the house, and it ended up being down.
Yes.
But he lost one, almost lost one later in that game in that fourth quarter,
he
too.
He needs to hold on to the ball. That's his only problem right now.
But he looked good throwing the ball, though, for sure.
Very good. Another guy who's looked really good throwing the football this year is Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray. Didn't have a big day on Sunday, but did enough to keep the Cardinals as the league's only undefeated team.
Snap to Kyler. He throws a fade left side in the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by D-Hop. D-Hop caught it with Josh Norman draped all over him, trying to pull the ball away. Even if it's a simultaneous catch, it goes to the offense. They lift DeAndre Hopkins up in celebration after an incredible grab for a touchdown.
Well, that's a kind of catch a 99er ought to make, right? 17-10 Arizona over San Francisco.
That's the thing is, he doesn't even have to be open. You just got to get it to his hands. And if he gets his hands on it, he's catching it.
He's got like weird alien hands.
He does.
It's crazy.
On to the bad for week number 5. And when you talk bad, you got to start with Urban Meyer and another desultory performance by his Jacksonville Jaguars.
Henry on the left side to the 5. Henry to the goal line. Touchdown, Titans! The Yulee Bulldozer. Now 29 carries for 130 yards and count them. 1, 2, 3 scores!
Announcers. Jacksonville had a nice day offensively, but defensively, Tennessee did run them over. Jags fall to 0-5. Urban Meyer's running out of excuses there. Another team that's 0-5 is the Detroit Lions. I can't imagine a team any unluckier than the Lions. They scored with 37 seconds to play. And then Dan Campbell went for broke. They went for the two-point conversion and the win.
Love that.
And they got it. But they still left the Vikings too much time. At the other end, and it was a 66-yard field goal that beat the Lions a few weeks ago. It's a little shorter this time.
54-yard try, left hash. Snap, spot, Joseph, excellent leg. Get up there, and yes, it is good! And the Minnesota Vikings have defeated the Detroit Lions 19-17.
They don't have many wins up there in Minnesota, do they?
Paul Allen, my buddy from Pasadena, the voice of the Vikings, actually got a game-winning field goal call wrong earlier this year.
He did.
When Joseph missed against the Arizona Cardinals. But he got that one right, and the Vikings beat the Lions, who also fall to 0-5.
Real quick, do you guys love that he went for 2, Dan Campbell, or not?
I did. In his situation, his team,
he's
absolutely.
Got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Got a chance to win by making 2 yards.
You walk off on a 2-point conversion, and everybody feels great, and then they...
Yeah, they end up losing anyway.
This goes back to, I think we might have talked about it last week. They are a team that clearly is improving, but they have no idea how to actually finish games,
no.
And that's why they keep losing these close ones.
Yeah, I mean, game after game, it happens to the Lions. The other bad category game was in Cincinnati this week. Green Bay and Cincinnati. Scraby was going to play you a field goal from this 25-22 Green Bay win, but the kickers missed a combined 5 field goals in the second half and overtime. Mason Crosby missed 3 before he finally made the winner. We found a touchdown somewhere along the line.
Aaron Rodgers ducks it under center. Aaron Jones alone setback. And Rodgers takes one step drop, lost left side, leaping grab, end zone, and Devontae Adams, touchdown. Ball was scraped out by Trey Waynes, but the possession and down was the receiver with possession before the ball was knocked loose.
By the way, Hopkins is a 99. Devontae Adams shouldn't be a 99.
I think he is a 99.
I think he is. Yeah.
Oh, he already is.
I would have to
double check. Goodness, he is ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure he is.
As I said a few weeks ago when I was facing him in fantasy football, thank goodness for those of us who have to oppose him that they don't just call his number on every play, because I don't think he's ever covered and he always makes the catch. 25-22 ultimately, Green Bay beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Finally, yes.
I was going to say that he is a 99er.
Okay, yes. Thank you. In the ugly category, Dolphins make an appearance after Tommy carved up the Fins for 5 touchdown passes, including this one.
Evans moves to the slot. Brady drops. Pressure coming. Gets the pass away. Caught. Ball 50. Out of the foot race to the 40. It's Antonio Brown to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Antonio Brown takes it to the north end zone. Fire the cannons.
Fire the cannons. Antonio Brown, you know, that was quietly, not even so quietly anymore, but just a great pickup by Tampa Bay. I mean, that weapon that they now possess
fastest
to go along with
catches?
Everything else they have. I mean, don't forget, Antonio Brown was the best receiver in the league.
Did I read that?
3 or 4 years ago.
Fastest to 800 catches?
I wouldn't be surprised with how they throw the ball and all the catches he's made over his career. And he just torched Xavier Howard on that touchdown and on another one. And Howard's one of the best DBs in the league. Just goes to show that offense has such an advantage in the NFL
right now. It was 900.
900 catches for Antonio Brown. 45-17. Tom Brady, 5 more touchdown passes. Tampa Bay rips the Fins. Meanwhile, also in the ugly category, the Kansas City Chiefs. Three-peat hopes, trying to get it back to a Super Bowl. But now the Chiefs are 2-3 because Josh Allen dealt them a blow.
From the 47-yard line, Bills in shotgun again. Josh gets it, looks, gets away from pressure, rolls to the right sideline, fires it downfield, got a man wide open, caught. Dawson Knox makes the catch at the 15, cruises into the end zone, touchdown Buffalo! Dawson Knox got open, Josh Allen prolonged the play, and the Bills cash in on 2 plays to take another touchdown. Wow! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Is that the same guy?
Same guy.
Same guy. Well, he didn't go crazy this time and like he did before.
He was very reserved in that call.
Josh Allen, by the way, does as good a job of extending plays as any quarterback in the league. Mahomes does it. And you talk about, it seems like quarterbacks have to run now to be effective, but I think they just have to be able to extend a play. You've got to be able to get out of there and then get a throw downfield. Josh Allen is really good at that.
That's the thing, is there aren't a lot of quarterbacks that can slide, right? I think Aaron Rodgers might be the best at actually not running, but just kind of sliding so that he can buy a little more time.
Right.
Brady usually doesn't have to slide. Usually his line is so good, he can just sit back in the little U-shape that they create for him. But
it's crazy.
It is. It really is. But I don't think that the reason why are starting to see so many more running quarterbacks, there's not enough athletic quarterbacks aside from those that can master sliding and moving in the pocket right like that.
Finally, in the ugly category was the performance turned in by John Gruden's former team, the Las Vegas Raiders. Chicago Bears made the Raiders look angry at their coach.
Williams alone back. Fields from center takes turns. Give it to Williams. Bouncing to the outside left. Nice spin in the open field. Into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Damian Williams in from the 4. Bears extend their lead over the Raiders to 13-3 here in Vegas.
And the Bears are going to win a 20-9, and that was the final game for John Gruden. I won't even say as coach of the Raiders. I will just say as coach, period, because I'm pretty sure he's not coming back, nor should he. All right, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly for week number 5
of
the NFL.
Speaking of sliding, that was what Aaron Rodgers told Joe Burrow after the game. He told him, that was the one piece of advice he gave him was...
Slide.
Slide. He said, if you learn how to do that in this league, he's going to have an
moving side to side or sliding at the end of a run?
That too, but sliding in the pocket as well. Clearly, Joe needs to learn how to slide because He got his belt.
He ended up taken to the hospital.
Yeah, he got a
for
throat
that.
Contusion. Yeah, that does not sound good.
That's the things that these guys are willing to play through.
Two
I mean, there
guys
was,
did that.
There was a collision last night in the game where the Colt defender came up wobbling and walking around in circles, and the trainer guy pointed over to the bench and said, over this way. Yeah, I mean, I these guys, the beating that they take, the physical beating that a lot of these guys take just on a weekly basis, it's beyond me, man. I'm glad it's not me out there trying to play it. I love to watch it, but man, these guys hit hard in the NFL.
I love to watch it too, but I would never want to be in one of those car
accidents.
Yes,
keep me safe in a beer league softball game. Oh wait, I took a line drive to the throat last week, practically to the throat, making it sound a little worse than it was. All right, we'll take a break. Good job on the highlights there by Mr. Scraby. Hope you enjoyed our recap of Week 5 of the NFL. We got some Daily Gambit news to go over, among other things, when we return. This Braves-Brewers game meanders along, still 4-4, still only the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll keep you up to date. Giants and Dodgers start pretty soon as well, and we'll keep our eye on that one for you as the Gwynn and Chris Show continues on 97.3 The Fan.
5:40 on the clock. Tony Gwynn, Chris Sutton, Matt Scraby. We have reached the gambling portion of our show. Daily Gambit on the way. And, you know, we got some bets to discuss before we get into this segment, though. This hour of 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturdays for the Smart Investing Show, Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan with Brent and Chase Wilsey. Call in for investing advice and if you missed the show, listen to the Smart Investing Podcast for the latest and great investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturday on 97.3 The Fan. We got some traffic, Scrape.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
The Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. And before we get into it, we have all of our football bets to go over from over the weekend. But you have to get ready for the Penske Lincoln Benton Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Insignias Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by Top Turf and Pavers, Artificial Grass, Real Customer Service, and by Computers and Kids, the national leader in bridging the digital divide. We started with our bets on Friday with the San Diego State Aztecs football team taking on New Mexico, and the spread for the Aztecs was 19.5. They were favored by 19.5, but the Aztecs would go on to win 31-7, so they would cover and win. Chris and Tony both chose New Mexico. I chose SDSU, so I get the win there.
Could you rephrase that a little better, please?
Chris and Tony chose New Mexico and lost. New Mexico is the word I'm trying to keep in there.
You can keep it in there, but chose New Mexico to cover.
Oh, okay.
We didn't choose New Mexico to win the game.
They were pretty sure it was going to go down in a straight win for New Mexico. I'm just kidding. No, that's right. They chose New Mexico to cover, but they did not. So we move on.
We supported Rocky Long.
You did.
What we did.
You did.
And his defense was all right. But New Mexico has no offense. And the Aztecs defense played well. So I was pleased. Solid win all the way around. Never a worry for San Diego State. Except for the fact that their passing game still needs a ton of work. And if they're going to beat the Fresno States and Nevadas and Boise States of the world, I think they're going to have to find a way to have some consistency in that pass game. And I'm pretty sure Brady Hoke's aware of that. Because they can beat New Mexico. And I think they can beat San Jose State this Friday night. Without the pass game or with not a great pass game. But eventually they're going to come a game where they need it.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of college football pundits, I guess, saying that San Diego State is probably the best college football team in Southern California right now, beating out the likes of UCLA, USC.
I think that's accurate right now.
Is there any more in San Diego?
No, there's only three in Southern California that are at the Division I level, and USC and UCLA are both really struggling.
They are, but still. I mean, when was the last time San Diego State Aztecs could say that?
How about the Aztecs are the best team in California? Are they better than Stanford? Are they better than Cal?
Stanford's been putting, they've been beating some good teams.
The Padres.
the Cardinal. Aztecs.
The Aztecs. The
Aztecs. That's where you went to school, Tony.
The Aztecs could very well be the best team in California right now.
But they're only ranked 24th, which is zero respect.
We know what that is.
We already know what that means.
Zero respect. All right. We also bet on Oklahoma-Texas, the Red River Shootout. This game was crazy. It started out with Oklahoma going down big in the beginning of the game, and then they came back, and then they ended with a walk-off touchdown. Oklahoma winning 55-48. Chris and Tony bet on Texas to cover, but that did not happen. I bet Oklahoma, and I win. So.
Oklahoma is the worst 6-0 team in the nation.
I win.
They beat Tulane by 5 points. They beat Nebraska by 7. They beat West Virginia by 3. Kansas State by 6. Lucky to beat Texas. They give up about 40 points a game. Their offense seems to find a way to pull it out at the end. I don't know. They've got three or four gimmies coming up, and then they got, I don't know. Maybe I should give them a little more credit.
I will say they're
surviving.
They remind me the opposite side. I think that year Ohio State beat Miami, where they just kept pulling out like ridiculous overtime wins.
Maybe it's just their year.
But to your point, they were a better defensive team. Those scores were like low scoring affairs.
24-21.
Right. It's hard to win games and be lucky at the same time when you're giving up this many points.
Yeah. We'll see. They got TCU, Kansas, Texas Tech,
Baylor. And they have a quarterback controversy. They don't even have
Their starting quarterback got pulled from the game the other day, and they still rallied to win. So I should give them a little more credit than I am, but I'm not sold on Oklahoma. Let's just leave it at that.
The next game we bet on was the A.J. Cassavell-Bryce Miller Bowl is what we'll call it.
Oh, yeah. It was the Cassavell-Miller Bowl.
The Cassavell-Miller Bowl, that famous one that happens every single year.
It's as famous as some of the other real bowl games that are out there.
That's true. I just learned that the L.A. Bowl is now called the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. How Jimmy Kimmel got his name on an L.A. or on a bowl game, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
But that's pretty amazing. This one, though, it was a 1.5-point favorite for Iowa, the spread going into the weekend. And Iowa won 23-20. So Chris and I picked Iowa, and we ended up winning the bet. And Tony picked Penn State to cover, but they did not.
No, they did not. They were ahead by 14, but Iowa's now ranked number 2 in the nation. Number 2 in the nation. What would happen if number 2 Iowa played number 5 Alabama? Do you think Iowa would be favored by 10, 15 points?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I don't think so either.
All right.
It's a nice ranking, I don't know how good they are either.
It's early rankings, too. So
yeah,
that's
right.
You're still trying to figure out who these teams are.
Moving to the NFL games that we made bets on, and this one was a crazy spread from the beginning. It was the Patriots and Texans. The Patriots were favored by 9 points. 9 points. We all chose the Texans because we were smart like that. Patriots won 25-22. They did not cover. All of us win, though. plus 9 points is a lot for this game.
Well, the reason it was so high is because the Texans had lost 40-0 the week before.
Right.
And, you know, they have to put that number up there because a lot of the bettors out there see that and they think, wow, Houston must be just awful. They got a backup quarterback. We got to put a bigger spread. They just want to get betting even side, you know, even on both sides. But I thought that one was a kind of an easy one. And it turned out to be. Doesn't mean they're all like that.
No, definitely not. I mean, what are we going to hear about Deshaun Watson? We heard some rumors bubbling last week, and then...
Yeah, the ones I'm bubbling are Miami fans saying, please bring us Deshaun Watson. That's what I keep
reading
about.
Is Tua coming back this week?
I don't know if
I thought he was originally supposed to, but I haven't heard a word about it.
He's returning to practice.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Starter because the new IR in the NFL is, what, 3 weeks? 3 to 5.
I think you have to be on it.
You have to come back from 3 to 5, yeah.
Okay.
Because I know George Kittle's on it again for a calf. Or for
I figured you knew something about it because of a 49er.
Sore calf.
Garoppolo's on it for a calf, too. And you know what? Someone tweeted me and they said, you constantly talk trash to Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge for
about calves. Yes, you do.
So I will say right now, I think it's ridiculous that two 49ers are sitting out for calf injuries, especially George Kittle is like one of the strongest tight ends in the league.
Last time I checked, the calf is kind of important if you're playing football. I think you need it. I think you need it to be healthy.
Cut it
too.
Off. Get back on the field.
Off?
It's not a pinky finger like Ronnie Lott. Yeah. You can't just cut it off.
You might be able to carve it out.
I don't know that you
can cut it off.
Carve it out. By the way, speaking of carving, did you see the picture of Tommy Pham's wound after he was stabbed last year, Chris?
Yeah, you showed me.
Yeah,
that.
I did
that
see
was,
that.
If you want to see it, go to @MattScraby. It's pretty bad. He put it on his Instagram. He said 1 year ago today.
You get a better idea why he almost died.
It wasn't a stab. It was a
slash. Yeah,
yeah, he was sliced.
Yeah,
you could see the meat.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris goes. Okay.
I didn't take that close of a look because those things give me the willy.
I studied.
Yeah,
he
made me look at it.
Yeah,
like.
And I pointed out some things for Tony in the wound. The next game we bet on Packers and Bengals, and this one ends up as a push because the Packers were favored by 3, and they ended up winning 25-22, so none of us lose and none of us win on that one. Lions and Vikings, this was another crazy spread. The Vikings were favored by 10 points. They ended up winning 19-17, so they won but did not cover. Chris and I chose the Lions, and Tony chose the Vikings.
Okay.
So there we go with that. 49ers and Cardinals, this was a 5-point favorite for the Cardinals. The Cardinals won 17-10, so they won and they covered. Chris and Tony both win, and I lose right there.
Well, so both of you guys won the Lions.
Yeah.
God, I suck. this is why I don't really gamble.
You put the you picked the Cardinals correctly, so
they still lost money though. Ultimately.
And you actually picked the Cardinals correctly as well because you said the 49ers are going to lose this week. I guarantee it. And then when it got right down to it, you couldn't stick with it.
They actually were in it for a lot longer than I thought. I did not think that they were.
Their defense played pretty well.
They did. It held Kyler Murray to a relatively quiet day. But in the end, Trey Lance is like a third-string quarterback.
His first game.
Give him a little time. I said he needs time to develop. But
give him a little time.
I don't think he's ready to start just yet. They had no other choice, though. So what are they going to do? Put in Nick Mullins? So he's not even on the team anymore. Last one we made a bet on, Bills and Chiefs.
Nick Mullins?
He's not even on the team anymore. The Bills won 38-20. The Chiefs were favored by 3 points in this game. So Chris and I both win this one. Tony chose the Chiefs. All right. For tonight.
Did you turn your
Tony lost another one by himself?
No.
Oh. Tony lost another one by himself? Yeah. I just thought I'd point that out.
He did. He lost a lot, actually.
Yeah, boy. Good thing you really didn't gamble this weekend.
Yeah, this is why I don't.
Two,
your NFL picks have been excellent, though, this season.
Three.
Daily Gambit picks.
Not so much.
This time.
Not so much.
You don't need to keep counting, man.
Oh, you're tabulating his results now?
Five losses.
What was it?
Really scrappy.
Five in all of them.
Really?
He went over 0-5 on his NFL picks?
No. I'm saying five in all the picks that we made, he got five of them wrong.
Okay.
How many picks did we make?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So he's 3-5. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
You're not going to buy a house with that, but it's not... You're not going to lose a house.
All right, real quick. Walker Buehler, Anthony DeSclafani tonight. Over under on the strikeouts. Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. Over under 5.5, Chris. going on 3 days rest.
Yeah, since he's going on short rest, he won't pitch as deep into the game, so I'll go under.
Tony?
Over.
Over. I feel like Walker Buehler is a man on a mission tonight. He's asked have to do this, and so I'm going to say over as well. D. Scalfani on his side. His is over under 3.5, Tony.
3.5? Major leaguer. You under. Should be able to get that.
Under, you say? He's not a big strikeout guy. Under. Chris?
Over. Over. He's got to get over 3.5 just by accident.
All right, on the money line. Which means basically who wins straight up. The Dodgers are the favorite in this game, -190. Giants are at +160. Tony, you'll go first on this one. Who are you going to take on the money line? Who's going to win this game outright?
Dodgers.
Dodgers. And I'm going to say the Dodgers as well. I don't see them going down 2 games in a row at their own home. Chris.
The magic and the luck
continues
of the Giants.
Late night Lamont going to make an appearance tonight?
If needed.
If needed.
Whatever's needed, the Giants will find a way to get it. I say they wrap it up tonight. I'm sure they won't, but I can't root for anything other than that, so I'll pick them.
All right, the over-under on the runs in the game is set at 8. I will go first.
And 8?
Yeah, that's a lot of runs.
Might take Sal 7 games to get
that.
Last
night it was 1-0, and it was barely 1-0.
Yeah.
The home run, solo shot. I am going to go with under. I feel like it's going to be another one of those nights. Chris?
Yeah, boy, 8 runs sounds like a ton with these two teams. So I'll say over just because they're making me bet under, so I'll go the other way.
Tony?
I'm going under.
Under. Last thing, NHL tonight, Kraken, Golden Knights. Number of goals in the game, over, under, 5.5. Chris?
Opening night, a little tougher to score, but 5.5 is a low number. Kraken making their debut. I'll be tuned in, and there'll be more than 5.5 goals. I'll say over.
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 All right. I'm going to go under just to be the contrarian.
Ah, we're waiting to hear from him.
The contrarian.
Waiting to hear from him.
You know, next is probably my least favorite segment.
Yeah.
On the entire show.
Oh, everybody else loves it.
Game show when we return, Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.